The Mishnah, like you mentioned in Pirkei Avos, explains an ordering that a person should learn Chumash Tanakh from age 5 to 10, and then Mishnah from age 10 to 15, and then Gemara from 15 and on. And this ordering is of great value. If you know the Tanakh well, then the Mishnah goes easier. And if you know Shas Mishnayis well, then learning Gemara is much easier. You know the subject matter. You know many of the sources. Obviously, there is what to be gained by learning in this manner. Most people start thinking about this when they hit the age 20. For a Baal Tshuva, it could be 30 or 40. And at that point, our minds have developed in a fashion where it's very difficult for us to learn Chumash all day long, and very difficult for us to learn Mishnah without understanding. A 10-year-old, that's exactly where his mind is has developed. He could remember things. He has a hard time developing concepts, but he could definitely learn a bunch of Mishnayot, short, quick halachot. That's exactly how his mind has developed till that age, between 10 and 15. That fits for him like a glove. Talk to a 40-year-old about starting to review Mishnayot, that's a little bit more difficult. Learning new concepts every day, our minds are less agile. They could go in depth, we could get concepts, we could derive things, our binah has developed, but it's more difficult to start reviewing Mishnayot. Learning Torah has many, many different venues. We could learn many different subjects and in many different ways. And the Torah is very rich. At every state in a person's life, a person can learn. Sometimes it will require greater effort, and sometimes he won't be able to focus on the hardest Gemara. But a person can always learn. And a person has to remember that. I was once dating a girl. She said, you think everyone should be learning Torah? I said, yeah. So she said, my father can't learn more than 2 hours Gemara. So I said, okay. What about Medrash Tanhuma? What about Parsha? What about Haftara? I'm not coming to talk about your father, but you mentioned him. I don't understand why every person can't learn every night. A little bit Navi, a little bit Tehillim, to learn, not just to say. A little bit Medrash. Every person can learn that. That's pleasurable. So I understand the person can't focus on Gemara more than 2 hours. Fine, let's say. So he can learn a little bit Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, he can know a little bit Halacha, he can learn a little bit Medrash. Medrash, our sages told us stories regarding the. You can learn Pirkei Avot. There are many things a person can learn. The Torah has what to offer at every state. At every stage in a person's life, and even when a person is wiped out, so he could learn a little bit of this or a little bit of that. A person could read Josephus. He likes history. Read Josephus. You want to read stories? Read Daniel. Read Daniel. So it's true that Tanakh is not a storybook, but at least know the basic storyline, know what's going on. So on the one hand, a person can always find what to learn in the Torah. And all the different aspects of the Torah are important. The Medrash says that if a person will only learn Gemara and he won't learn the stories that our sages told us, so he'll know the Halacha and he won't have Yiras Shamayim. Yiras Shamayim is developed by the stories. It's very important to learn the stories that our sages told us, not just the Halachot. But we're not discussing that now. I'm just mentioning that as part of the introduction. What we're discussing now is a person's development inside the machon. Or a person's development in life. So, there's a Gemara that says, "Lo'olam yishalesh adam shnotav." A person should divide his life into thirds. A third of his life he should learn Tanakh. A third of his life he should learn Mishnah. A third of his life he should learn Gemara. So then the Gemara asks the obvious question, How long are you going to live? How do you know how to divide up your life? So the Gemara says, you're right. So you have to divide up your days. Third into Mishnah, third into Gemara, third into Tanakh. So why don't we do that? when the Gemara says Gemara, the Gemara means Gemara and Halacha. In Gemara terminology, when the Gemara discusses learning Gemara, it was self-evident that you ended up with a conclusion that Gemara included Halacha. I don't know where they included Midrash. I don't know. So Tosfos asks, what are we doing today? We don't spend a third of our time like this and a third of the time like that. So Tosfos says that the Talmud Bavli, one of the understandings, it's called Bavli, that it's Balul, it's mixed with everything. You have a little bit of Tanakh, you have the Mishnayos, you have the Halacha, everything's mixed together in the Talmud Bavli. So we're learning Talmud, we get everything, Tosfos says. So that's where it comes from, that in yeshivas, and this Tosfos' opinion is quoted in Halacha, that's where it comes from, that they say you learn Gemara, you learn the Talmud, you'll get everything. But the truth is that even Tosfos, and even the Shulchan Aruch, when it's quoted in Halacha, they didn't mean that people should walk into learning Talmud without knowing a word of Mishnah, without knowing a word of Tanakh. They meant that you don't spend a third of your day learning Tanakh and a third of your day learning Mishnah. But a person should definitely take some of his time to learn Tanakh and some of his time to learn Mishnah. And sometimes a person's going to find that he can't focus 4 hours straight on Gemara. He has to take time off to do other things. And then it's a very good idea to stick in Mishnah when he could do Mishnah and Tanakh when he could do Tanakh. This is speaking on the halachic level. There's also a historical perspective to our learning Talmud mainly and no Tanakh. Up until about 150 years ago, up until the period of the Maskilim, so people did learn Tanakh. Not a lot, but they learned Tanakh. And then the Maskilim started quoting from Sukkim in Tanakh and trying to lead people astray. They tried to implement their new philosophies in Judaism and uproot our tradition. And at that point, the rabbis recognized that two things need to be done. In order to counter the Maskilim, really three things were done. One was they stopped teaching Tanakh. People stopped learning Tanakh altogether. Two was they developed learning Talmud, because Talmud challenges the Iyun, the tremendous Iyun that they have today, that they delve deeper and deeper into a subject that was really developed, a lot of it, this style of learning and focusing for a great period of time on a specific topic. This style was developed then to counter the Maskilim, to give the youth, so to speak, to show them the depths of the Gemara. Ordinarily, a person would learn on the surface all of the Shas, and then he'd get a little deeper, and then those that became great rabbis would get even deeper and get to the great depths. But they saw that the youth was being tempted by the great philosophies of the Maskilim, so they started teaching in this fashion, that the youngest guy walks into yeshiva, and they start giving him the depths. What ordinarily a person would only reach when he was 40. Now they say, okay, so you don't know of Talmud, and you won't cover the ground, but at least we'll show you the sweetness and the depths of the Talmud. And that's what many yeshivas do today. The third thing that they did to counter the Maskilim were things like the Malbim's compilation, an explanation in Tanakh to counter the Maskilim, to show that their explanation doesn't hold water and that we have a true explanation of where it stems from as far as the understanding, the etymology, understanding the words and the grammar. But historically, that's why today you find many yeshivas, no one knows a word of Tanakh, and everyone's learning Gemara all day. It's not only that halacha and that tosis. It's also the issue we had with the Maskilim. Okay? But definitely a person can gain a lot. You do need to know it, and you should definitely take time to study it. It is going to give you good tools for learning Gemara.
That's what I'm doing, but I'm just saying everything I'm learning on my own here, if I'm not, and everything, am I going to learn in Gemara or not?
You're not going to learn it in Gemara.
It's going to give you a better understanding.
It will give you, learning Tanakh and Mishnah will give you a better understanding. And and don't forget that the bottom line halacha does stem from the Gemara. Today we've reached a generation where people who learn halacha barely look at the Gemara. They just open a Shulchan Aruch, or when guys here learn halacha, they open a Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. Or they go ask someone, and he tells them what he heard from his friend, who heard from his friend, who heard from a rabbi when he was half asleep in the class.
Right, so you'll never probably have a problem remembering halacha, right? You don't have any Gemara. And also that you can't figure out your own ruling.
There's nothing wrong with the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. It's a shorthand version, which gives you a shorthand version understanding of the halacha. You want to know halacha, you have to learn Gemara and learn the halacha from the Gemara to the halacha, which is a long process. You can't do it in a day, you can't do it in a year. It takes many years. From the Gemara, you learn the Gemara, and then the commentaries on the Gemara, and then halacha stems from the Gemara, yeah.
Yesterday I was talking to my friend and I said, what do you want to learn? I said, Gemara. He said, let's learn Parsha Shavuot.
They're both important. The question is also, how long is a person going to spend learning? If a person gains the tools for learning Gemara, so very often he's going to enjoy it so much that that'll keep him learning. If a person says, I'm going to be in yeshiva for 3 months, and afterwards I'm going to go out, chances are he won't get the tools for learning Gemara, so he should at least find things that he'll connect with in his learning. That's why we're trying to establish here that guys, each person should have a rav that he feels comfortable talking with to set up a game plan, to set up a curriculum. Even though we have the general curriculum, each person should have his own private curriculum as well.